Hey guys, I am so excited for you to see my interview right now with Haley Rowe. She is a pro when it comes to marketing and sales and LinkedIn lead generation. So I cannot wait for you to hear this episode. She drops a lot of gems on here on how to go ahead and start getting yourself going and structured when it comes to reaching your ideal audience. So I cannot wait for you to listen to this episode. Here we go. What's up, my people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited that you are here. I freaking love this community of straight talkers. You guys have gotten the podcast up to the top 1% podcast to listen to in the country. You have downloaded over 100,000 episodes, and I cannot thank you enough for all of the amazing support and downpour and messages and all that great stuff. And you know that I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today I found Haley Rowe for y'all. All right, buckle up, people. Buckle up. She's coming on. Okay, she's a renowned marketing and sales coach and a LinkedIn lead generation expert, which I am always struggling with LinkedIn, Haley. So I can't wait to talk to you. And Haley empowers service-based entrepreneurs to enhance their client attraction process, maximizing their time and skyrocketing sales, all while managing social media effortlessly. If there is such a thing, Haley, you got to help a sister out. All right. So collaborated as one of the top 25 coaches in Chicago and a voice behind the Health Coach Nation podcast, Haley has been influencing the coaching industry since 2010. Okay. Her philosophy is clear: to convert your business from a hobby to a powerhouse. All right. And you need a strong mindset and a solid sales and marketing strategy to do it. So I cannot wait to get into this conversation with Haley. Thank you so much for being here on Straight Talk. I am so grateful. How are you?
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here. What an awesome intro, and congrats to your podcast success. That's super
awesome. Thank you. It feels really good after so long of putting the efforts in, right? So yeah. I'm really glad you're here. I think you're speaking to the right audience too. I have a lot of connection with my audience. I really try to pour into them and give them a lot of value. And they do, you know, ask a lot of questions when it comes to marketing, to sales, to being authentic, to showing up, you know, all that stuff. So this is definitely going to be a conversation they're going to want to listen to. So before we get into all of your wisdom, I do want to know more about you, Haley. So who are you?
Yeah. Well, I'll kick off my entrepreneurial journey with back in 2010 when I was starting to dabble in it. I was pretty young at that time and I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it, but I knew I wanted to have the autonomy of having my own job and being my own boss. That always was attractive to me. I grew up also a performer, and so I was used to getting rejected a lot. I was used to some of the skills
you have
to
have. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I ended up getting my first coaching certification around that time. I ended up getting my bachelor's in entrepreneurship. And then I thought to myself, and I'm sure that this is a thought that many of your audience has had, you know, I don't think I'm ready to go full in my own business. I think I need to get some experience. I don't think I'm ready. And so I got some jobs throughout the years. I ended up working in business development and marketing for startups, and they happened to be wellness and personal development based startups. So I got an interest in that industry. I started to learn a ton about marketing and sales and how do you, you know, bring on a team and all sorts of stuff. And I ended up doing that until about 2017. And the biggest takeaway I had at that point, because at one of the companies, the entire team got let go because they were facing delays. And it was like this very drastic change overnight where we had a positive trajectory. And then all of a sudden there was some big delays that caused some problems. And it caused me to see that even startups, they don't know what they're doing either. They're figuring it out along the way too. And you just have to start. And so I ended up at that point deciding I'm going to work with wellness professionals, coaches, people who are making the world a better place with whatever service they provide, and helping them with their marketing and sales. Because I see so many talented people who have these amazing skill sets, but then when it comes to actually starting a business, it's like a whole new game for them. So that's my passion, helping them learn those skills to attract clients, to be able to make their impact.
That's good. And, you know, you're right. I think that's something that a lot of us, you know, as entrepreneurs struggle with, right? Because we might have all of these skill sets, right? I've been coaching for a very long time. I got spiritual coaching and then business coaching and then transformational coaching. I have my certifications and my education and all that great stuff. But it is a different world though, Haley, like the marketing and sales. And that's a whole nother piece that I think a lot of people that are helping you maybe develop into your coaching program or whatever won't necessarily tell you that there's this big component of lead generation and funnel building and landing pages and all this stuff. And it does become overwhelming. I do have to say that, right? So even for me, I've been completely overwhelmed so many times. Like, this is a lot to do. So take me on that journey for yourself. So as you were starting your own business, because I know that starting your own business always starts with this big imposter syndrome, right? So I'm sure you went through that. Like, as pro as you might have been in your marketing and sales and all of that, I'm sure when you started on your own, you were like, shit, do I know what I'm doing? Right?
Yes. Well, there's a couple of things that happened. Number one, I had to learn how to manage myself and not like second guess what action I was deciding to take. Yeah. So when you're your own boss and no one's telling you what to do, there's a lot of room for being like, well, but is this the right use of my time? But I could also be doing this. But, and so if you stay in that space, you'll be in analysis paralysis and get nothing done. And so you just have to start becoming this decisive person. And so that was the first step for me, is like giving myself structure, giving myself what I call a business protocol, which is like every week, here's my basics I'm focused on right now. Did I do them? Like focusing on the process instead of being like, I don't see the results yet. Cause that's how the first beginning goes. Yeah. You're going to be planting seeds every day and feeling like, am I doing this right? I don't know. I don't see it sprouting yet, but you just have to stay in the game, stay consistent with planting seeds. And then you will start to see the harvest and realize what works and keep refining. So that was the first thing, is really just giving myself some structure. And the second thing that I had to realize is, I think that a lot of times there's a lot of room for getting distracted on what we call like busy work. So I noticed, like for me at one point, even before I went full time in my business, there was a time where I was kind of blogging and dabbling and whatnot. And I got this full made website made before I had proof of concept, before I knew my exact messaging for my audience. Yeah, and then I had to end up changing all of it when I realized, oh wait, no, this needs to be the messaging. This is what people are responding to, et cetera. So I think that sometimes you have to be willing to mess up and go out of order to figure out what the order is, or you can, you know, work with somebody like you, Nina, or me, where we help you avoid like going out of order, but at the same time you learn from that. So that was a big thing for me, is like focusing, coming back to what I consider the most important things, which is connecting with your people, whoever that is, engaging with them, learning what's useful to them, focusing on them and what they want, giving that to them in your freebies, in your podcast episodes, et cetera. Yeah. And then inviting to the sales process. Those are my things. I kept being like, okay, if it's an activity that relates to one of those things, it's good. If it's me scrolling social media, comparing myself to other people, me obsessing about a graphic, me obsessing about my website before I need to, like those are busy work things.
Yeah. I freaking love that you said that too, because I noticed that that is one of the things that at least most of the women that I speak to are really dealing with, right? Is that they think they have to have an entire thing set up. So their website should be set up and their social media numbers should be super high and they should have all the workbooks and videos and courses and stuff like that already done. And no, you don't. In fact, I've done the same thing you did, Haley. I built out like this whole thing and then I'm like, crap, I gotta start again, because either the method is out of date, or you've grown, because we grow every day. And so sometimes you grow and you're like, I don't know why I said that. That was ridiculous. Let me do that again. you know? So I love that you said that, because that maybe demystifies and takes away a lot of the fears of what people are feeling, right? They think they already got to come showing up. One of the things I always say, Haley, is you didn't enter that job that you're in right now knowing everything.
Exactly.
You know, you learned it, right?
Yeah. And the thing you said about imposter syndrome. So like, I think a big thing too that trips people up is they think their message when they first start has to be the be all end all and forever their message
really
amazing about how amazing they are. And the truth is, you got to start with where you're at. Like in the beginning of my business, I did not say I'm one of the top 25 coaches in Chicago, because I wasn't yet. I didn't get that title from the magazine yet at that point. Or I didn't say I help you. I didn't even say I help you get clients yet. I said I help you with your time management habits, your confidence, and something else
good
around your business, because I didn't want to say something I wasn't doing already until I got to that point. Now, when I did get clients and they were getting amazing results, my message evolved to now, okay, I can say that. So I think the first thing is to ask yourself, what do you feel really good about the benefits you can provide so far? And there has to be something that's tangible within you. There's something you can definitely start with and do, you know, it's a natural talent for you that other people are like, how do you do that? And so you want to focus there first in your message and give yourself permission to evolve your message over time, but get started with that first person, because that's the biggest way to address imposter syndrome is not more mindset work necessarily. Sometimes it's actually going out there, getting experience, realizing you can do it. And then you're like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And not being an imposter. Right. And what I mean by that is exactly what you just talked about. Don't show up with something you don't know yet. It's going to make you feel like an imposter, because you are an imposter at that moment. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It just means like you're not there yet. And that's okay too. But you're always a couple of steps ahead of someone else who needs you. Right. I always say, like, I built the woman that I wish I had back then. Right. Because that woman back then needed who I am today. And that's for most of us though, Haley, like with everything, our relationships, our business, our life, our workouts, whatever that is, you're not going to be the same person you were yesterday, but somebody's there and it is okay. I love that you came up authentically, and that's the key. You came up knowing what you knew and what you didn't know. And then you didn't try to become an imposter, but you just went out there and said, this is what I do know. And this is what I'm going to help you with. Yeah. Right. And I think that's one of the things that's kind of like being manipulated right now, especially with AI, which is very sad. But, you know, people are like, oh, I'm going to help you make, you know, 60K in 3 weeks. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Almost, and it's going to be that easy.
Is now out. Like that used to be like, oh, really? Oh, now it's like, what? Come on now.
Yeah. It's oversaturated, right? Too many people. Yeah. It's just too much information. So what do you say to like a business person who's listening to you right now? And it's like, yeah, but I don't know how to do this, or I don't know where to start, or, you know, I don't even know what I know or what I don't know. Right. So what would you think would be like the first starting point for this person to at least know where they're at right now?
Yeah. Well, I like to think in terms of like frameworks and give structure, because that's where I think a lot of people feel wishy-washy in entrepreneurship, since it is so uncertain and there are so many things going on. So I have a framework called Grow Your Business the Fast Way. It's an acronym, and it stands for followers, action, sales, time management, and transformation. And so I'll kind of explain each one and where you would want to start. So like with followers, one of the first steps to think about is, who do you want to help? And how do you want to help them? And what is the main benefit or promise or singular thing that you can focus on as far as something people would pay you to solve with them, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times we come up with these very vague things like, I'm just going to help you with your life. I'm going to help you with your confidence.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you reach your potential. Okay, right. But what does that mean right now for this urgent problem that this person's having? Can you get a little more detailed there? And then you have to think about, okay, I know who I want to serve and I know what I want to help them with, but how are you going to get in front of them visibly? And you got to pick one option to start with. So for a lot, and I typically recommend starting with the lowest hanging fruit. So in other words, one of the things we do with my clients is we make what we call like a leads finder list, which basically means knowing your ideal target audience, where do they hang out? What do they listen to? What conferences do they go to? What local events do they go to? Who do they go to locally that you could partner with? And just do a big, huge brain dump and then pick lowest hanging fruit. In other words, do you know, if you've had past clients, choose your first method to be a referral program, for example, or, you know, doing something where word of mouth spreads, right? So that's kind of one part is where to start, is think about where your people hang out. What's your message? The action piece is now you have to make a message or an offer that's compelling enough and content that's compelling enough that people want to take action. So you're not going to start doing content everywhere and having your whole entire offer, as you said, Nina, like planned out. You may start with a test offer that you charge a little less for, but maybe you get some feedback, you get the first testimonials, you get something out there. So typically in that stage, I recommend people just start with some kind of test thing, knowing it's not going to be the full price that you're going to charge long term. And then there's a sales piece, which is how are you going to actually make offers to people? So once you are in front of them, you know, what's the process to nurture them and invite them to the sales process? Time management is just about focusing on, okay, what's the next logical step? So going back to your question about how do they know where to start? Ask, what if I did know where to start? What seems like the thing? If I had to go get a client tomorrow, what would my brain tell me to do right now? Right. And then the last piece is transformation. And that's making sure that the transformation of your offer is clear, but also making sure that you as a person are transforming in some of the skills you have to learn and the mindset shifts you have to have and things like that. So overall, I know that's a lot, but where would you start? Just start with the followers piece. Start with, who do I want to serve? What do I want to help with? And where do they hang out? Where's my first platform where I can start being visible?
Yeah. And to piggyback to that also is, you know, invest in yourselves. Those of you who are listening, invest in yourself. Like, go get a coach. Go get a coach. Go get somebody or mentor. Go get somebody who's going to show you your blind spots and show you maybe a different strategy of what you think. Maybe you do have a phenomenal product, a phenomenal service, and you put it out there and nothing has come back. But it could be just messaging. It could be the tweaking of that. It could be the where you're aiming it. Like Haley just said, pick a platform. Just like pick the place where you want to spread that message and go for the low-hanging fruit. And most of us don't do that, right? Because we are told by a lot of the gurus out there that you should be putting it on all platforms and be omnipresent. And I think that there's some validity to that at some point. But if you don't at least have one target person or a niche or something that you're going for, you're throwing spaghetti at the wall, right? Mm-hmm. And so, Haley, when somebody's coming on, and they're listening to you right now and they're like, whoa, okay. So Haley already just gave me this framework and I know that's going to be helpful, but what does it look like to work with you? So somebody is listening to the show right now and is your client. What does that look like? Who is your client and how can they, like, you know, kind of connect with you on that stuff?
Definitely. So a couple of things. I work primarily with coaches, consultants, service providers. And a lot of my clients happen to be in the wellness space or life coaching space. And I love that kind of stuff. So usually where my clients are starting from is they're either not getting clients as consistently as they'd like, or they are new and they're like, where do I even start? Right. So I help them with, through that framework we just talked about, I help them with their client attraction, their foundations of what is their offer, or if they already have an offer, how can you build out your business model and have a, you know, what we call like a ladder of offers, things like that. So my, the way that you could work with me is a couple ways. One is you could go to HaleyRowe.com and schedule a free strategy consult and learn more about the options. We could talk about your goals and what you're looking for. And then the other option, which we were talking about a little bit before this, Nina, is I have a free class coming up on February 20th. And it's going to go through the 5 hidden mistakes that are blocking sales and what you can do to address those and fix those to unlock more sales. And it's going to be helping you, because I think we're in a time where a lot of people are consuming information and not applying it or living it in their life. And so we don't need to add more to your plate, but we do need to refine what you're doing, how you're taking in information and the criteria you're giving yourself for, you know, moving things forward. So in the free class on February 20th, it's a Tuesday, I'm going to be walking through 5 shifts you can make to be able to do that. and just use your time more effectively. Because I think that that's another big thing is I work with a lot of people who are either transitioning from their job to their business. So they have limited time or you know, they want this to be their full-time thing, but there's so many demands on their time, whether they're a mom or they're homeschooling their kids or things like that. So my goal is to really help you get focused and get some next steps and not just keep staying in, oh, well, when things get less busy, you know.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, exactly.
That never happens. Who's your client though? Who's your ideal client? Is it both female and male? Is it, you know, certain ages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually it's actually women who are over 40, 40 and up. So I'm an old soul.
That's a good demographic. Yeah, that's a good demographic.
They're typically in the Midwest. They typically have families. I know my lady so well. Now I do have some guys. I love my guys actually. But yeah, the dominant amount of clients are that kind of
thing. Well, you know, it's because, you know, I'm 51, right? So I know that in my 40s, I was already juggling with this in my head. Like, do I want to keep going at the career that I'm going at, or do I want to shift here? Right. I'm a chef by trade and I was director of culinary for 10 years or whatever it was. And I just remember always helping others. I was always pouring into others and helping others. So then I went back and got all my certifications and my degrees and all of that stuff to help people. And so what I think the demographic that you are aiming at is perfect and beautiful, because that's where we start to rediscover. Right. And we've already have enough now in our history to say, I know something. I know everything, but I know some things. Right. Mm-hmm. And now we can show up to show the world and to express that in the world. And so, all right, that's great. So I wanted to know that because, you know, those who are listening, like I said, my audience has evened out. It used to be like 65-75% women and the rest were men. And now the men have found the podcast. So we're like at this teeter totter going on right now. We're in competition.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's funny. I find I work really well with males a lot of the time too, because I'm very like logical. Maybe this is why women gravitate to me too, though, is because I don't over dramatize things. I try to help.
Right.
It's very direct and matter of fact, and let's do this. And I find the guys naturally are more like that sometimes.
You don't get woo with them. If you don't get woo, they're there. That's so good. No, I love that. And honestly, you have to be that way, right? Because you're talking about strategies. You're really talking about strategizing with them to get them on the map, right? In front of their audience, doing what they want to do. So you have to, you can't be emotional and you can't be all over the place. You have got to be strategic, Kaylee. I love that you do that with them. So your class, how do people get in contact with your class? Like, how do they sign up? You know,
So if you go to HaleyRowe.com/5steps, like the number 5, not spelled out, just the number 5 steps, all one word, you'll be able to sign up for the free class. And when you come live, you're also going to get a weekly business plan template. So going back to that structure piece, it's going to help you break down what's the right strategy for you and how you're going to be more consistent with that. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's on that February 20th date at 5 p.m. Central.
I love that. And I love that it's a weekly business plan, right? So it's not overwhelming. You're hitting it a week at a time. That's really good. That's really, really good. Really smart. And you know, one of the things that I feel, because I give my women a lean business plan so that they could just put their ideas on this lean business plan instead of like pages and pages, right?
Yeah.
But one of the things I realized when women are coming into creating their own businesses or even already in business is they don't have one. They don't have a vision. They don't have a, you know what I mean? Like they kind of thought about it, but they didn't put anything down on paper. So I love the work that you're doing. And I know that the people can benefit a lot. And I'm already on your email. So I know what work you're doing. You know, get it every week.
Amazing.
I'm like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's really good. So I really am glad to have you here. So before I wrap up though and let you go, I do want my audience to know how they could work with you, right? Because I know that you also do a lot of work on LinkedIn, right? We didn't talk about that, but you do, right? So what does that structure look like for people who are really finding out? It's surprising to me. I've been on LinkedIn a couple of years, but people are just finding out about LinkedIn. I talk to people about LinkedIn. They're like, you know, I never thought about LinkedIn. And I'm like, there's so much good stuff happening on LinkedIn. So tell me a little bit about that before we wrap up.
Well, LinkedIn is, I think, an underrated platform because it is made for networking and business, which unlike Facebook and Instagram, which are like entertainment sometimes, B2C, LinkedIn is like, oh my gosh, you can connect with people and it's much faster and more direct and you don't have to scroll through things. And it's just, I love it. So I think it's a very powerful platform if you want to form partnerships, if you want to connect with your potential client avatar, if they're a certain type of professional, if you want to do talks locally or connect with the decision makers for things like that. So I do a service called LinkedIn Lead Gen for clients, which helps them expand their network on LinkedIn and connect with the right people.
Oh, good.
And we do some relationship building for them. And we don't do the whole, like, I think a lot of people also have a negative connotation with LinkedIn because they get a lot of messages that are like, long and pitchy and the person doesn't even know them. And so
Right. You
just start to turn off to LinkedIn because it's like, well, I don't want to do that and I don't want to be that. And you don't have to. I think it's more like you got to use the platform for good and there are ways to do that. So Right. That would just be my recommendation is don't knock it until you try it and do it in good way, not a bad, icky way. And you will see the results from it.
I'm glad we touched on that too, because I don't use a LinkedIn, I know, to its fullest potential. I know I don't, right? I know I want to, but I know I don't. And LinkedIn has its own like feel, its own strategy, its own thing, right? To your point, like as soon as I get an email like, oh, you're doing phenomenal work and let's network, and there's like a 3-hour paragraph on there or whatever, I'm like, I don't want to do this, you know? Some are good though. Some are really good connections. And that's what I mean. Like I've had really good conversations, connections, Zoom calls and stuff with a lot of great people. And so I think it's a platform that definitely, if you are an entrepreneur or solopreneur or, you know, CEO in business at all, you definitely need to hook into LinkedIn. And I would definitely get to Haley so that she can help you do it properly. Don't call Nina because Nina can't help you do it properly on LinkedIn. Call Haley. All right. So Haley, give us like contact info for you, because I know you mentioned your website, but is there, mention it again. Yeah. And I want to see if there's other platforms people can follow you and connect with you.
Great. So yeah, HaleyRowe.com/5steps for the free class, the number 5. HaleyRowe.com is my general website. I have the free Marketing Hub Facebook group. So you could look up the Marketing Hub or go facebook.com/groups/the Marketing Hub group. I'm on LinkedIn at Haley Rowe. I'm on Instagram at Haley_Rowe. And I have the Health Coach Nation podcast. If you're a coach and you're looking to grow your business, that podcast will come in handy.
That's so awesome. Haley, thank you for coming on and dropping on all these little gems all over the place on this episode. I really, really appreciate you being here and speaking to my audience, because they're an amazing group of humans. And I know they want to do good things in the world. And I think connecting with you is the way to do that. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I love it. Guys, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me and Haley. I told you, good humans on the planet. I love Haley. She's amazing. I get her emails all the time. I follow her on Instagram, all that great stuff, because she does have really good content, guys. I'm not kidding. So please make sure that you go ahead and reach out to her. I'm going to link all of her information. I don't want you to miss out on anything. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all the great stuff. You know what to do. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.